Oh, I'm not good at this, Jeff. I meant Chubb, but I didn't sound the wash.
Okay, just any, I guess any of them that you recognize on there.
Oh, about the only thing that I know is the bit and the reins and the headgear and the... Well, see, the bit went in the mouth, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, how about on a saddle? Would you be more familiar with those?
The horn.
That's the part you hang on to, right?
And the cinch. And the stirrups.
Okay.
And that's about all I know on there.
Okay.
Always had to have a saddle blanket.
All right. Did you ever use a wood cantle for any of the part of the saddle?
No, I don't know what a cantle is.
You just knew how to ride in it and that was it.
I just didn't like to ride horses. They used to scare me to death. I was always afraid they were going to run away or step on me.
That happened a number of times.
That was a favorite entertainment on Saturday, and quite often on Sunday was a horse ride, but I didn't like it.
How about the things your feet went? Did you say that?
Stirrup.
The stirrup?
Mm-hmm.
You said that, didn't you? Okay. All right. How about then, cowboy riding his horse and...
Lariat?
Lariat. Any other names that you'd call
it? Lariat.
That? That was the one. Okay, how about to carry things? I'm just going to describe this. You tell me what this item is. It's got a big, like a bed in it with one wheel underneath and then handles coming out.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Did you use any other names for that? Was it always a wheelbarrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, good. How about a gunny sack? Did you use gunny sacks
lots
a lot?
Lots of gunny sacks. Lots of gunny sacks.
Where would you get those?
Grain would come in it.
And then you just keep them and use them?
You just keep them and use them year after year for your grain. Everything came in gunny sacks.
We used to always use gunny sacks to cut oil in Arizona. It'd get so hot in the tomatoes, you'd have to make the shade. Put shade up. We'd use gunny sacks and spray them down. We just had
lots of gunny sacks. I can remember piles and piles and piles of gunny sacks in the grain room.
How about the boat with oars? What would you call that? What are some names?
Rows, we used to call them.
Just call them rows?
Call them the rows.
Okay.
Oars, paddles.
Okay. How about, what would you, if you got in trouble, what would your parents do? How would they punish you?
Usually paddle.
Okay. Did you call that any other names?
Spank.
Spank. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about what you'd use to just make noise to scare the animals? Did you use any type of...
Whip.
A whip? Did you, mm-hmm. Or have any other names you'd call that by?
Can't think, just cattle whip.
Okay. All right. How about a sharpen your knives? What would you call that?
Whetstone.
Okay. All right.
Everybody had a whetstone. Usually in their pocket and a big one out in the barn.
Okay. How about from the house, some of the other buildings around, what would you call those? Yeah, were there other buildings? You know, you've got your barn.
Usually the barn and the granary.
Okay. Did you call them outbuildings at all, or did you call them individually?
No, just we call them individually. Just go out to the barn or out to the granary.
Okay.
Or out to the shed. I can remember a shed.
How about a stone wall? Did you have any walls or anything you had to build?
No, we didn't have anything stone or rock.
Okay. How about different types of plows that you had to use?
Yeah, I can remember a hand plow that we usually use for the garden. And then there was a big plow that they put on, you know, behind
the
tractor
fields.
For the fields, but there was a hand plow for the garden area.
Okay. All right. Did you ever hear of a gee whiz or a Fresno? Did you ever use those terms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about a harrow?
Harrow.
How would you say it?
Harrow.
Okay, what would that be useful?
Just to break up the clods after you plow.
Okay.